You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
These are the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. The truth hurts.
Hello, football fans. I am Kerry J. Byrne, the founder, publisher, and self-proclaimed potentate of pigskin at coldhardfootballfacts.com. Welcome to the first edition of the Cold Hard Football Facts on patriots.com. You can chime in on the Ace Ticket hotline at 508-298-0398 or email us at webradio@patriots.com. We want to hear what you have to say. I am here at the Subway Fresh broadcast studios deep inside Gillette Stadium. I'm joined from St. Louis by my sidekick, Pat Imig, who also happens to be the NFL editor at Cold Hard Football Facts and one funny dude if you read the blog at Cold Hard Football Facts. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good. I've been excited since I got up this morning at 4, and I've been just reveling in a trough of pigskin-infused bacon.
You're not the guy in St. Louis who stabbed the guy over a bag of Cheetos, I read in the news today, are you?
No. I prefer to kill people based off of Lay's potato chips, actually.
you're a crazy man. What's up in St. Louis with that, anyway? Talk about a bizarre story.
You know, every time I wake up, I feel like there's something bad that happened in downtown St. Louis, so I'm just going to stop checking the local news.
Beautiful. That's the way to handle it. Ignore it, and it'll go away. So, well, in any case, folks, if you're not familiar with the Cold Hard Football Facts, we do things a little bit differently around here. We try to skewer old football cliches, opinions, conventional wisdom with a broad sort of analysis. We're all about the stats. We're all about the data. The Cold Hard Football Facts and what they tell us is usually fascinating and often enlightening. We hope that even the most devoted football fan will learn a little something about the game on this show. And mostly on this show, it's all about you. You can write to us on Facebook or on Twitter at Football Facts. You can call us here, like I said, on the Ace Ticket hotline at 508-298-0398. And by the way, among other things, if you want to hit us hard with your best stats and data and see if you can stump the trolls from Cold Hard Football Facts, we want to see if you guys can kind of put us in our place and see if you got questions and stats and data that we can't respond to. By the way, I also specialize, besides football, in beers of the world and 1980s music trivia. What about you, Pat? You got any other skills beyond football?
I'm very good. I'm very skilled at the craft of beer as well. I'm also a savant when it comes to professional wrestling.
Are you serious?
If anybody has any pro wrestling trivia that they want to stump me with, not surprisingly, I am still single.
That won't surprise too many. Still working in mom's basement. Yeah, you know what's funny? I'm not a wrestling guy at all, but about 25 years ago in high school, I went to one wrestling event, and it was here in Foxborough at the old Foxborough Stadium. I may be sitting on the grounds where I watched. I have no idea who it might have been. Hulk Hogan back in the 1980s. So anyway,
yeah, he's on some hard times right now. His wife took all of his money. His ex-wife, I should say.
Really? That's what happens to every wrestler, though, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of that Mickey Rourke, Randy the Ram Robinson story, yeah.
So anyway, we're back to football. We got a jam-packed show today. And Pat, why don't you hit us up? What's on tap? What are we tackling here in week one of the Cold Hard Football Facts?
Well, we're going to first hit up our iciest issues for week one. Then we're going to chat with our new CHFF contributor and family member, Russell Baxter. He used to be a statistician with ESPN. Very interesting character.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's going to bring a lot of 411 to the table. So excited to talk to him.
Yeah, and we're going to use him for all the insider info that ESPN doesn't want you to know.
I want to know if he's seen Chris Berman at the company Christmas party with a lampshade on his head.
Yes, exactly. And he was probably blaring Foreigner at the time too. Hopefully, we can get Foreigner to provide some soundtrack for us while we talk.
What else we got?
We're also going to discuss the very important factor in determining winners in football games, and that would be, of course, the pass rush in the NFL. Also going to talk about Patriots-Titans for their Week 1 matchup, and we're going to speak with Chris Hart, who is a world-renowned barbecue chef.
He's not only a world-renowned barbecue chef, he's the world champion, and the reason we're having him on is with the Patriots playing the Titans in Tennessee. He won the Jack Daniel's World Championship of Barbecue in 2009, and he's a Bostonian, and he has a great book out called Wicked Good Barbecue. So I thought it'd be fun to have, you know, get a couple tailgate tips from perhaps the world's greatest barbecue chef. So that should be cool.
Yeah, we've got barbecue and football. We pretty much have everything covered if you're a man, if you're listening. So, and then before we head out, we're also going to unload a cold hard frontal assault, if you will, of stats with our stat attack. We'll kind of take a look at tonight's big opening kickoff between the Cowboys and Giants.
Yeah, and we're gonna try to bang out at the end of the show one killer cold hard football fact on all 16 games this weekend, and if we have time, we'll pack it all in. And also, we're gonna take your calls, send us your emails. We want to talk. We want to hear what you guys have to say. And let's kick it off with our icy issues, Pat. What do we got?
All right. Well, our first icy issue: Greg McElroy, the third stringer for the New York Jets, will win the starting quarterback job for the Jets at some point in 2012.
Now, this is not Tim Tebow. This is Greg McElroy, the third string quarterback on the Jets.
Right.
Now, what's your take?
He's the Lazarus to Tebow.
What's your take?
Well, you know what? He led the team to their only touchdown in the preseason, if that counts for anything. He also he's very intelligent. He scored a 43 on the Wonderlic, and if you think about that, that's kind of interesting because he got seven points wrong. That's more than Vince Young got correct
right
in his 2006 test. So he's got the intelligence going, and he's got probably a little bit of grassroots Jets fan support, I would have to imagine.
Well, I can tell you, Greg McElroy will win the starting job for the New York Jets is, in fact, a cold, hard football fact. I'm not even joking. We know Mark Sanchez can't pass at an elite Super Bowl caliber level. We know Tim Tebow's a big star. People love him. I actually love Tim Tebow. I love watching him play. I love what he brings to the game. But, you know, let's face it, he's not passing the football at a championship caliber level, and winning in the NFL is all about passing at that high level. I think both those guys are eventually going to get booed off the stage, and there may come a time where Greg McElroy, by the end of the season, is starting games for the New York Jets. And you know, let's face it, quarterbacks have come, players have come from out of nowhere that nobody thought could play. Primary among them here in this building, Tom Brady, when Drew Bledsoe got injured, nobody thought this guy could play at the NFL. May have turned out to be the greatest quarterback of all time. Go back in history, Johnny Unitas was a second thought, playing behind the number one overall pick, going old school from like 1955, a guy named George Shaw. He got hurt, Johnny Unitas comes in, becomes maybe the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not comparing Greg McElroy to those guys, but what I am saying is if Tim Tebow and Mark Sanchez can't get it done, why not give him a shot? So it is a cold, hard football fact that we will see McElroy starting for the Jets before the end of the season. And by the way, while we're on the Jets, let's take a call here. We got a call in from Jets territory, Mr. Thursday Night from Jersey City. Mr. Thursday Night, how are you doing?
How are you, sir?
Doing well, doing well. You're in Jersey City.
I am.
What's going on there?
The football fever is in the air. You know, the Giants are playing tonight. This is big Giants country, of course.
Now, are you a Giants fan or a Jets fan? What's the dynamic? I know there's a lot of kind of incestual infighting among Giants and Jets fans.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I have a whole philosophy behind this that I'm not going to go through right now, but I root for both teams because I live right down the road from them. So
Now, do you have friends who hate you because of that? I mean, I know I got a friend down the road from you in Bayonne, New Jersey, lovely
yeah.
Bayonne by the sea. Bayonne by the Kilvan Cull.
Yes.
And he's a Jets guy. He does not root for the Giants, except, of course, when they're winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But then he's a Giants fan. So, but you, not to be crude, you go both ways. You root for the Jets and Giants.
When it comes to football, I do go both ways. You know, everybody says, oh, you have to pick one team and stick with them. I compare it to when you're married to a woman who cheats on you and disappoints you in every way, shape, or form. That's like being married to the Jets, you know. They will disappoint you so often. So, you know, I feel like if they're not paying my bills, you know, what do I care that much?
Yeah,
but,
no,
you know, they are from down the street, so, of course, I'm going to root for them.
Now, what's your take on the Jets this year? We were just talking, will Greg McElroy ultimately be the starting quarterback? What do you think? I mean, is this team headed?
I can't agree with you more.
Okay.
I can't agree with you more because Sanchez cannot get it done. I mean, he's proven that. He's just – the last year was an abomination. I mean, you know, he took the guys to the actually, I think they went to the AFC Championship game twice in
yep.
a row despite Sanchez.
Well, I got to give Sanchez a little credit. I thought early in his career, the first couple years, he had a little bit of a John Elway in him. And by that, I mean, if you look at John Elway early in his career, he never put up great numbers. I know everyone thinks he's a great quarterback. He is a great quarterback. He went to five Super Bowls,
right.
Won two of them. But if you go back and look, go back and look at John Elway's numbers through the first 15 years of his career, he really was throwing more than 20 touchdown passes in a season. He was not putting up Joe Montana, Dan Marino numbers, comparing him to his contemporaries.
I remember the first season, the second season he played, which was the breakout season. I think they went 13-3 that year. This is all off the top of my head.
Yep.
So if I screw this up, then, you know, then
we won't send the Cold Hard Football Facts police after you,
please,
Mr. Thursday
please.
Night.
Yeah, I think he threw 22 touchdowns, but he also threw 23 interceptions. I don't know how they went 13-3, but, you know, and then it, right behind them was 12-4 Seattle. That was a hot team that year. They were picked to go to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But, no, I could definitely see the I could definitely see the Elway comparison. You know,
well, and by that, and the other thing I mean is that you know, he just played well in big games in the playoffs, and you know, I think there was a little bit of that, but I don't think we're going to see that this year. So anyway, Mr. Thursday Night, we're going to jump on to our next Icy Issues.
It was a pleasure, guys.
All right, have a good one. So, all right, Pat, what else? We got a couple more Icy Issues here.
The next Icy Issue, the attrition of the offensive line of the New England Patriots will haunt them. Is that a fact?
That is not a cold, hard football fact. And I know fans here in New England are worried about, you know, the Patriots losing Dan Coppin, Matt Light, or, you know, cut Dan Coppin, Matt Light retired. You know, there's attrition on that offensive line. But let me tell you, that's not where, if you're a Patriots fan, you should not be worried about that offensive line. Even if they take a few steps back, they were the number 7 offensive line in football last year, according to our offensive hog index. And that's what we do at Cold Hard Football Facts, where we rate every offensive line in a variety of factors. How well you run the ball, how well you protect the passer, how well you do on third down. We do the same thing on the defensive side of the ball with our defensive hog index. And I am not worried, even if that offensive line took a step back. We're talking about a team that scored over 500 points last year, 3 times in the last 5 seasons. I think the only thing to worry about with the Patriots is that defense. Can Chandler Jones turn into the pass rushing stud they hope he will be? Can they return to those playmakers on defense? And if they do that, that's going to make up, more than make up, for any step back they may have on the offensive line. So, no, attrition on the offensive line will not haunt the Patriots this season.
Your next Icy Issue, the New York Giants will, in fact, miss the postseason.
What do you think? This is a tough one, Pat. What do you think?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes, based off of the fact that last year they kind of had the stars aligned just at the right time for them. And if things continue the way they did, one little hiccup can change everything. They were kind of a 500 team until the end of the season.
Well, the Giants will miss the playoffs is, in fact, a cold, hard football fact. You were correct, Pat. Congratulations.
What do I win?
Our prizes at the end of the show, Pat.
I cannot wait.
Let me tell you why. And when I say this, being from Boston, people think, oh, you're a Patriots homer, and that's why you're saying this. No, I have no dog in any fight. Our only dog at the Cold Hard Football Facts is the stats and the data. That's all we care about. We have no allegiance to any team. And the concern here is the Giants were, like you said, essentially a 500 team. And let me throw out some cold hard football facts on them. The worst record of any team ever to win a championship, 9-7, not just a Super Bowl, any team since 1933, since the NFL started its championship game, okay? The worst, the worst scoring differential, they were -6, the only champion in NFL history to give up more points than they scored. The worst defense of any champion in NFL history, giving up 400 points in 16 games. It's a crazy number. And one of the numbers we always look at, defensive passer rating, which we'll talk about this show, we'll talk about it all season. One of the single greatest indicators of success of a team is its defensive passer rating at any era in history, any team. And they had the worst defensive passer rating of any champion in NFL history. And what I think we have here is a team that got hot at the right time, has a super clutch quarterback, and you can't take that away from him. I'm a big Eli Manning guy. And by the way, the best big game coach in football history, or at least in our time, if you ask me, Tom Coughlin finds ways to beat teams he shouldn't beat. He did it this year in the playoffs. He did it when they beat the Patriots in 2007. He did it when he took the second-year expansion Jaguars at 9-7. Into Mile High and beat the mighty Broncos with John Elway, a team that everyone thought was John Elway's last great shot to win a Super Bowl. That turned out not to be true, but at the time, people thought that. And oh, by the way, 19 years ago, he brought Boston College into South Bend, beat number one Notre Dame in South Bend. Notre Dame's never been number one again 19 years later. He's a great big game coach. You put those factors together, you kind of get a random one-off team, but I don't see that team being good enough to go out there and win 12 or 14 games this year. And I think in a tough division, they don't make the playoffs.
So what you're telling me is that after six games, somebody will say Coughlin should be fired.
You know, in 2007, this is great. Somebody did it. I don't know who it was. ESPN did some ranking of who was the least popular coach in football. And, he was the least popular coach. And this was like December of 2007, right before the Super Bowl run. And he was like, had like a favorability rating of like Congress's, like 8% or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That bad. Nancy Pelosi was more popular than Tom Coughlin in 2007. So.
That's hard to believe.
but you know what? Winning solves a lot of problems. And I think people now have come to realize that this guy can coach in big games, but I don't see them having the horses everywhere to do it. Over the course of the season.
I've got another icy issue for you. Tony Romo's wife is hotter than Ryan Tannehill's wife.
That's a good one. Isn't Tony Romo's wife pregnant?
She is, yes.
And isn't she Miss Missouri?
She is, Candace Crawford, yes.
Yeah? Okay. You're from Missouri, right?
That's right.
Did you go to high school with her or anything?
I did not, unfortunately. Okay. I only went to school with an all-boys school, and we were only taught how to stave off murder attempts when people were funding for
bags of Cheetos. So, all right, well, I'll leave that one alone. I'll go with Ryan Tannehill's wife by default. And I don't know if that's a cold hard football fact, but that's one man's opinion, Pat.
Fair enough. I was going to take either of them. I think it's a push. But your final icy issue: the Houston Texans will win the Super Bowl this year.
This is, in fact, a cold hard football fact. We are riding the Texans all the way to the Super Bowl. Actually, our predictions are out. You can see them at Cold Hard Football Facts. You can see them on Sports Illustrated, where we do a lot of work with them, and my picks are part of their preseason picks. And we have the Texans winning the Super Bowl right now. We'll talk about it a little bit more later in the show. The best all around team in football. Great young defenders and offense. That has stars at every level, and if they can stay healthy, I think they're the best team. I think they're the best team in football. So that is a cold hard football fact. So, folks, I think it's time for a break right here. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk to Russell Baxter, Cold Hard Football Facts contributor, former NFL statistician for ESPN, and look forward to talking to him. And it's going to be a great segment. We will see you on the other side.
Cold Hard Football Facts. Our facts can beat up your opinions.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Well, folks, Kerry Byrne here. Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. Don't forget, you can call us at on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Email us at webradio@patriots.com. And we're back here with a great guest, guy I've been looking forward to talking to, Russell Baxter. Russell, you with us?
I certainly am, Mr. Byrne. How are you?
Mr. Byrne. Well, Mr. Baxter, I see this will be quite formal. I appreciate
it. Let's see how it goes the first week. By next week, I might be calling you something different.
So. You may. Well, if you folks don't know, Russell, he's new to the Cold Hard Football Facts, one of our great new contributors. We're very excited to have him on board. Also, the former NFL statistician for ESPN. So if my understanding is correct, Russell, and you correct me if I'm wrong, when I was watching ESPN games and Ron Jaworski was talking about some graphic, you were the one feeding him that data, something like that? Is that how
it
works?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
My primary responsibility there is I provided information for all the entities there.
Okay.
But primarily the studio shows. I worked on Sunday Countdown and NFL Primetime and Monday Night Countdown for a while, but I was more studio than I was remote, which are actually two different factions. But I was, you know, I chimed in a little bit of everywhere, you know, with the draft coverage and so on, and it was a labor of love for a long time. And now we're doing something else, and we're having a lot of fun. Back to my roots of writing, when I used to write for a publication called College and Pro Football News Weekly back in the day in the late 80s, and I was hired by a gentleman, and for people who know ESPN, hired by a gentleman named Howie Schwab, who many a time people tried to stump on Stump the Schwab. And that's an easier-than-done feat for my friend.
You know, I got to admit, I know I can hold my own talking football with anybody. I'm happy to do that at any level. But the fact that he could do that for every sport, I mean, how this guy, he was like Rain Man of sports. I mean, it's was he really... what was he like? What's he like in person? Is he really much of a sponge of information? Or
a phenomenal person. He's a very kind person. And, you know, I've actually just heard from him today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And just a good guy with a real passion for what he did. And, you know, that's what this business is really all about, is really loving what you do. And, you know, I've been a football fan going back, let me see, I'm 21, so.
You got bunions older than 20.
This way, the first Super Bowl, Kerry, I remember watching on TV was Super Bowl IV.
Yep.
Which was the Chiefs and the Vikings, obviously, and I'm pretty sure it was in black and white because we didn't have a colored TV at the time. But I go back a ways, and it, like I said, it's a labor of love. And, well, and the fact, I've said many times, the fact that I get to watch football and write about football, one day, just one day maybe, I'll get a job.
Well, you've done pretty well, and we're excited to have you part of the Cold Hard Football Facts family. By the way, if my football history is correct, Super Bowl IV was played about 10 days before I was born. I was born January 20th, 1970. Does that sound about right?
That January of 70 is correct.
I think it was before. Back then, the Super Bowl was like a month earlier than it is now. It wasn't.
Well, shorter season. We had a 14-game season. And yep. Yeah, there was no February football.
There was no wild card playoff round. I mean, the season was, you know, there were playoff games before Christmas back then.
Well, there was also Super Bowl played in the daytime.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
I mean, that went on for a while. We didn't really start seeing the nighttime Super Bowls till about, then they moved the game to like 4 o'clock.
Yep.
And then, of course, later, now it's about 6:30 Eastern time and stuff. So, you know, it's funny to watch, if you're with friends and you're watching NFL films and they're showing all highlights of the Super Bowl and you're looking and you're like, well, wait a minute, it's still not dark. And, you know, it's just a different game, and it's a league that has evolved into something that's been tremendous, and the interest is unbelievable. And tonight we're having Wednesday night football,
which is exciting. Well, no, I just have to ask, because he's a youngster on the panel here, Pat, what's your first Super Bowl? What's the first Super Bowl that you remember?
The first one I remember watching was Super Bowl 23, and that was a pretty awesome one. That was pretty much, and at that time, that was 2 years after the Cardinals had left St. Louis for Arizona. So seeing Montana and Taylor connect in the last minute, and the call has always been exciting to me, because that was Jack Buck and Hank Stram doing the radio play-by-play, and of course Jack Buck has the roots to St. Louis. So that was really my first Super Bowl that I fell in love watching.
Okay, and when did you become a Rams fan, by the way? Because they, I mean, obviously you didn't grow up with them. They were kind of later in your life.
Yeah, I mean, right when they came in 95, I remember they got off to a 4-0 start. They had Rich Brooks was their head coach, and he had come over from Oregon, and they got off to a 4-0 start, and then the wheels came off, and Chris Miller got concussed way too many times. And then that all led to Vermeil's, entrance in 1997, and 2 years later, Kurt Warner miraculously showed up and healed all the wounds.
Yeah,
he did.
So, all right, well, let's bring it up to this season, this week, and Russell, you got a pretty interesting story on Cold Hard Football Facts this week. His new column's called A Matter of Facts. It's Russell basically breaking down every game, providing some stats, some data, some cold hard football facts on every game. And what are you looking forward to this week, Russell? What's catching your fancy? What do you want to see unfold?
Well, I mean, listen, as I point out in the piece, not to overreact or underreact basically to the first week. You know, we are seeing more and more teams lose their first game of the season. In fact, the Giants have made an art form of this.
Yep.
You know, there's been 8 Super Bowl champions who have lost their first game of the season, and in some instances, their first 2 games of the season.
Yeah, the Cowboys and the Patriots each lost their first 2, if I remember, at different times.
The 93 Cowboys, the 0-1 Patriots, yep. And the 0-7 Giants, who
That's
eventually
right.
spoiled perfection. But of the 8 who have lost that first game and gone on to win the Super Bowl, 3 of those are the Giants. 1986, when they lost to the Cowboys and eventually went on and won Super Bowl 21. We just talked about the 2007 Giants. And, of course, last year they got off to a rocky start against the Redskins, a team that beat them twice last year, and then got hot at the end of the year, which seems to be the trend in the NFL, and won a Super Bowl. So, you know, not that the regular season doesn't mean anything, but it is awful strange that we have now gone 8 straight years, Kerry, where the team with the best record in the NFL has not won the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what I attribute a lot of that to? Is the change in the playoff format with the realignment of 2002. And you have some really weird scenarios, Russell, that you never had before. I'm thinking specifically, it was 2008, okay? The Patriots were 11-5, lost out on the playoffs on tiebreakers. And meanwhile, the 12-4 Colts go to visit the 8-8 Chargers on the road in the playoffs, while the 11-5 Patriots are sitting at home. And you've had a lot of weird situations like that. I don't know if it explains it all, but to me there's something to it, because it's that realignment of 2002. We started seeing a lot of these kind of weird teams pop up that you never saw before, and I think there's some merit to that. I think that has something to do with it, where we see, you know, basically inferior teams hosting superior teams. You know, look at last year, the 8-8 Broncos hosting the 12-4 Steelers. Mm-hmm. I think I would like to see the NFL Give the home playoff game to the team with the better record, regardless who is the division champ or the wild card team. I think if you're four games better, you deserve a home game against an 8-8 team. That's just my opinion. I don't know if you agree or disagree or what, but I think there's something to that.
Well, you bring up an excellent point about the realignment. Remember, we went to eight divisions in 2002. We also went to a schedule format, and now the schedule, and I hear so many people saying, well, they have a tough schedule, or they got a first-place schedule and stuff like that. Gang, the schedule is now set up 8 years in advance, okay? The schedule, there's only two games on your schedule that is affected
by how
you finish. Only two. Every team in a division plays 12 identical opponents. And, you know, for a long time, I think people kind of get caught up in that fifth-place schedule thing from the late 70s and most of the 80s. Well, but that was when the teams that had, I mean, the divisions that had five teams, which was always unbalanced, as you remember, AFC Central, NFC West only had four teams.
And then for a while you had in the NFC AFC Central have six teams for a while. Yeah.
So, oh my goodness, they have a six-place schedule. They should be in the Super Bowl. but for a long time, what the fifth-place schedule actually meant was that you were going to play a home and home against the other fifth-place team in the conference. So you were playing everybody in your division twice and another team twice. That's where the last place or fifth place schedule game. It's all kind of changed. They also, of course, changed. We started hearing new and exciting words like strength of victory and different things like that when they changed the playoff format per se in 2002. So I think you have a great theory on the way it's happened. By the way, go back to that 2008 season. It was the 9-7 Arizona Cardinals that actually went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And both number six seeds were in the AFC and NFC title game that year. It was AFC Baltimore number six going to Pittsburgh and NFC number six Philadelphia going to number four Arizona. So for your fans out there who like to root for your teams to get a particular seed so you can avoid a different team, this just in.
It doesn't
always
matter.
Always get the highest seed.
Yep.
I always go back to 2006. When the Colts won that only Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, they were the three. New England was the four. San Diego and Baltimore were 1-2 and both got knocked out.
Yep. Yeah. No. You got to play to win every week, and you got to shoot for the higher seed. I just think the way right now to make the playoffs, you only have to be better than three other teams.
Right.
So you don't have to be a good team anymore to make the playoffs. And I really think that has something to do with it. So years ago. The Giants wouldn't have made the playoffs. I mean, we talked about it in the previous segment before you came on. You know, not to take anything away from them. They're the champs. They went on a run. They got a great quarterback, great coach. But years ago, they never would have been in the playoffs. It's a great team. This is fascinating to me. And you'd probably know quite a bit about this, Russell. 1966, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it 67? The first year the NFL went to a playoff format. They never had a playoff before 67. You won your conference and you met in the championship game. Unless it was a tie, they'd have a one-off playoff game. In 67, they went to a playoff, four divisions, four-team divisions in a 16-team NFL. And the Colts that year were undefeated heading into the last game of the year and didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
They were 11-0-2, lost to the Rams in the final game of the year. They both end 11-1-2. And the Rams make the playoffs. The Colts sit at home 11-1-2. And a year earlier, if they had the old format, the 9-4-1 Packers wouldn't have even made the playoffs. Instead, they make the playoffs and go on to win their third straight Super Bowl. So you do see these scheduling quirks throughout history.
Oh, there's no question about it. The Giants are actually a fascinating case if you just look at them mostly through the Tom Coughlin era. Okay, go back to 2006 when they were 8-8.
Yep.
And made the playoffs, lost to Philadelphia in the first round. 2007 they were 10-6, won the Super Bowl. Okay, so now fast forward. Now we know they were 12-4 in 2008. Now fast forward to 2009 and 2010. They were 8-8. And missed the playoffs, and then they were 10-6 and missed the playoffs. So they actually did what they had done a couple of years earlier in back-to-back years. The one year, it worked out that they made the playoffs back-to-back years, and in 2009 and 2010, they wound up missing with the identical same records. So I have it all figured out this year. The Giants missed the playoffs. Here's what's going to happen. The Giants missed the playoffs in 2010 at 10-6. They won the Super Bowl last year at 9-7.
Yep.
This year they will finish 10-6 and miss the playoffs.
You know, I have them not making the playoffs this year. We talked about it in the previous segment. I think they're going to be just on the outside looking in, and it's great to know that you agree the same, because great minds think alike, and so do Oz, apparently, Russell.
Hey, Russell.
Well,
I
want to make sure I suck up a little to the boss. So, I was tipped off. No, I'm just kidding. But listen, remember, the Giants last year had the worst record of the six NFC playoff teams. Atlanta and Detroit were both 10-6.
Yep.
Okay, the Giants were 9-7, but they were the fourth seed. Remember, last year we saw something we had never seen, Kerry, going back to the formation of the division in 1970 when the Cardinals used to be in the NFC East. It was the first time an NFC East team, at least one, didn't win at least 10 games.
Say that again, Russell.
Go back to 1970, and I'm excluding the strike season in 82,
yep,
because the divisions were dissolved.
Yep.
Okay, it was just conference.
Yep.
Last year was the first time that at least one NFC East team didn't win at least 10 games.
No kidding. That's even in the 14-game era.
Even in the 14-game era, going back to the merger in 1970.
Wow,
it's astounding, but it's true.
Pat, you had a question?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question completely unrelated to this topic. It was more about Russell's time at ESPN. Who is the one that decides how to tie Merrill Hodges' tie?
Was that part of your duties, Russell?
Let me go back through the handbook here. No, I don't think that was on the docket.
Okay.
I don't think I was on the docket. So, Merrill's a great guy. He's a terrific guy. So does a great job breaking down film.
Now, did you ever see Chris Berman with a lampshade on his head at the company Christmas party?
Oh, well, you're really trying to get me in trouble.
All right. Hey, Russell, can you stick around for just a quick minute after the break? I'd love to just talk real quick about tonight's game and just catch up on that real quick. So we'll go to a break right now, and we will be back with Russell Baxter in just a couple minutes.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
The cold, hard football facts. We make mom's basement cool again.
Hey, folks, that's a great intro. Thanks, Kevin. This is Kerry Byrne with Pat Emig, back with the cold, hard football facts on Patriots.com. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Email us at webradio@patriots.com. Want to hear what you have to say? We'll be talking a lot of Patriots specifically in the second hour. Right now, we're finishing up with Cold Hard Football Facts contributor and stat expert Russell Baxter. Russell, how you doing?
I'm great. You haven't lost me yet.
Thanks for holding on. I appreciate it. Just real quick, want to get your take on the game tonight, how you're leaning, what you think, and what you expect to see out of, you know, the first game of the year and the one we're all excited for.
Well, I know the Cowboys are getting tired of playing the Giants. I know that. It's the third time in the last five games for the Cowboys that they're actually playing the Giants.
Yep. And the Giants have owned them lately too.
I'll tell you, 5-1 in the last six meetings, Kerry. But even more significantly, in my mind, the Giants have averaged 32 points a game the last six times they've played.
Yep.
This team, 31 or more in five of the games. The only game they lost, which they lost at home a couple of years ago, the Giants put 20 on the board. But you know, the Cowboys, there was a reason they went out and got Brandon Carr and Morris Claiborne. I think they found out that trying to match up with Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz, Jeremy Maclin, DeSean Jackson. They went 0-4 against the Eagles and the Giants last year.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to talk about this a bit in the next hour and through the season. You know, the problem with the Cowboys has been in the Tony Romo era, a very bad pass defense. The way we look at it through defensive passer rating, they've ranked below in the 20s, you know, 20th, 25th, 26th in defensive passer rating. You can't win consistently with a pass defense like that. I know Tony Romo takes a lot of heat. And, you know, he's not played well down the stretch in certain cases. But the reality is those Cowboys have not had a legit pass defense. And you know, the numbers you're throwing out prove it. So with that said, who do you like tonight?
Well, with all that said, of course, I like the Cowboys. and why I say that is this, is I think they're going to come at the Giants. And I'm a big believer in, when it comes to running the football, I'm a more of a carries guy than I am necessarily a yards guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be talking about that during the season. Absolutely critical.
See, I did my work for the boss here, didn't I? You know? But, I mean, it's a bit, like, listen, the Giants have Corey Webster at the one corner, but the other corner is a little bit of a mystery.
Yep.
I mean, Terrell Thomas is going to miss the year again. Marco Moore, I mean, take your pick. They're a little banged up in the secondary. And one thing you have seen with Dowd, I mean, Dez Bryant can be an absolute beast. You know, we saw him in week one last year in that Sunday night against Darrell Revis. It was pretty impressive.
Yep.
And I just think the Cowboys, and listen, it's been a long time since the defending Super Bowl champion lost their first game. You have to go back to the Elway-less Broncos in 1999. But I just a sense and a feeling here. Listen, Cowboys have problems on the offensive line. We still want to see what their secondary is going to be like with the new corners as well. But just a hunch more than anything else. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. They had a habit that these teams have played a couple of high And I just think that the Cowboys might do some things early that have the Giants consistently in catch-up mode, always 7 or 10 behind,
yep.
And maybe they fall a little short. So I'm thinking maybe a 38-28 Cowboys win tonight.
All right. Well, Russell, you got a lot of great stuff right now on Cold Hard Football Facts. Look forward to seeing what you have to say about the game and next week's games next week. And appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem, Kerry. Talk to you soon.
All right, Russell. Talk to you soon. Well, Pat, he's got a lot of info there, doesn't he?
Well, I'm wondering. I'm going to be really intrigued to see if the Cowboys can pull this off because they're kind of hampered right now with Jason Witten being injured.
Yeah,
I tend to think that his injury might be a little more serious than they're letting on, and if that's the case, that's going to be pretty tough for Romo. But I also think he kind of revels in the underdog role at this point. He kind of has to, so. Well, we should see. It's going to be a really exciting opening game.
Yeah, no, I expect a close game, and we'll talk more about it in the second hour. Right now, we got a caller on the line. We got Frankie C with us. Frankie C, how are you?
Jerry Byrne, how are you?
I'm spectacular. Say hello to Pat.
Hey, Pat Imick, how are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing fine, thanks. It's a real pleasure to be on, and I just want to congratulate you on your inaugural show.
Well, appreciate it. You got any good cold hard football facts for us?
I have some facts, not all of them related to football.
All right.
But, you know, when we thought about the inaugural show, I started to think of myself, okay, it's September 5th. I mean, there's got to be some other stuff that's happened on this date. So I went back through history, through no less an authority than Wikipedia. So just so you know, we have our facts straight.
Right.
And so September 5th, 1793. The French National Convention initiates the Reign of Terror, and it's probably just coincidence that your own Reign of Terror starts today.
It is a statistical Reign of Terror, that's for sure.
Okay, and my only football-related fact, today in 1906, the first legal forward pass in American football history was thrown by Bradbury Robinson of St. Louis University to teammate Jack Schneider in a 22-0 victory over Carroll College of Wisconsin.
I think Pat was there for that game. He's a St. Louis boy.
Yeah,
I guess you could say that.
The player of the game didn't get a game ball. He got a bag of Cheetos.
That's launching a great St. Louis tradition
on. We've gone full circle in less than 2 hours. I love it.
I think you could say that Bradbury Robinson laid the intellectual foundation for coldhotfootballfacts.com.
He may have. You know, I'm glad you brought that. That's a great Cold Hot Football fact about the first forward pass because the mythology is that Newt Rockne caught the first forward pass from a guy named Gusto Reyes in 1913. And yes, I am a geek, but that is the story. But in actuality, like you point out, it happened before that. But in mythology and in TV shows and in movies, the history was written that Notre Dame launched the forward pass, but that's not true. That is not a cold hard football fact.
Well, I'm excited because I'm obviously bringing the heat.
All right, what else you got? We got one more segment before the break. What else you got?
Okay, well, I just want to shout out a happy birthday to former Patriot Roosevelt Colvin, who was born in 1977 on this day, and current Cleveland Brown Colt McCoy was born in 1986.
There you go, which makes him a baby compared to me.
Everybody
so.
On the phone.
All right.
Also, Mother
Give or
Teresa
take 3 years for me.
All right, Frank, appreciate the 411, the football knowledge.
Good luck, you guys. Have a great show.
All right, talk to you.
Thanks, Frankie.
So Pat, we're coming up on the break here, but we want to get into our next segment, the Cold Hard Football Facts Top 5. We want to bring this list each week. It's going to be a little history, something a little current. And what do we got this week?
We're going to be discussing the importance of pressuring the quarterback as measured by the omnipotent, omniscient, Cold Hard Football Facts Defensive Hog Index, the DHI, if you will.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar, folks, if you're not familiar with the Cold Hard Football Facts Defensive Hog Index, check it out. I mean, really, it's a killer stat. What we do is we measure each defensive front in football and how good they are in a number of different areas, how well they stop the run, how well they get after the passer, how well they get off the field on third down. And teams that are great in this indicator win playoff games and win championships. And specifically, and we all know you need to pressure the passer, right? We all know that instinctively, but we prove its importance. We chronicle it with the Defensive Hog Index. And, I think if you ran down, we introduced the indicator in 2007. If you ran down where each champ ranked, and I think you have the list, Pat, where each champion ranked in the last 5 years, it's pretty telling how important it is to pressure the passer.
Yeah, there's a high correlation to pressuring the quarterback and hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. That is for certain.
So who was, I know, the Giants, if I remember correctly, where did they, the 2007 Giants, the year we watched the indicator, how'd they rank pressuring the quarterback?
The Giants finished second overall at pressuring the quarterback. The following season, when the Steelers defeated the Arizona Cardinals, they ranked number one in pressuring the quarterback.
Bingo.
Following year, the Saints and their victory over the Peyton Manning and the Colts in the Super Bowl. A lot of people don't think of the 09 Saints as having a great defense, but one thing they did do well, they pressured the quarterback. They finished number six, according to our stats. The following season, the Packers, when they went wild in the playoffs, they finished number one at pressuring the quarterback. And then last season, even with all the flaws with the Giants' defense, the one thing they did do well, they ranked number three at pressuring the quarterback. So you've got five of the last five champions, all of them ranked number six or lower, or higher, I should say.
Well, four of them were in the top. Four of them were in the top three. I mean, on average,
in the top three, correct?
Yeah, on average, they were ranked like second to third at pressuring the quarterback. And like I said, we know this; it's instinctive. We know it's important to do, but what we do is quantify its importance. And I always think it's funny when you look at a team like, for example, in 2011, the Falcons were not a great team pressuring the quarterback. And what'd they do? They traded all their draft picks for a wide receiver under the misconception that a guy like Julio Jones was going to change around their team when they really needed to get after the quarterback better and do a better job on defense. And I just think that was a bad move the Falcons made. And look what happened last year. Their offense got worse, even with Julio Jones. They scored fewer points. They won fewer games. Their defense got worse. And what happened in the biggest game of the year against the Giants in the playoffs? That offense failed to put up a single point. And, you know, where the pass rush helps, it helps you get turnovers. It helps you get short fields. That defense helps your offense. And those are game-changing plays. And I just think, I'll run down real quick here. The top five of pressuring the quarterback in 2011, number one Philadelphia, Jason Babin, that great pass rush. If not for injuries, if not for a couple blown games, I mean, that's a team that did a lot of things right. And if Michael Vick's healthy, they're probably much closer to a playoff team. Baltimore, a team that almost went to the Super Bowl, number two pressuring the passer. The New York Giants, we just talked about it, the Super Bowl champs, number three pressuring the passer. The Texans, who had a lights-out defense, might have gone to the Super Bowl if they not lost Matt Schaub. Number four, pressuring the passer. And then San Francisco, another team that almost made the Super Bowl. Number five, pressuring the passer. And, you know, we'll talk about the Patriots pretty directly in the next hour. But that's something that the Patriots have not done well in recent years. And you can see where that's hurt them. And they haven't been able to make those big plays and big games. And you know, these teams that are able to get after the quarterback and make his life miserable are going to the playoffs and winning Super Bowls year after year.
I got a question for you. You mentioned Houston. They finished fourth last year in pressuring the quarterback. Should Texans fans or even Texan bandwagon supporters, I guess I already know your answer, should they be concerned that Mario Williams and D'Amico Ryans are gone?
You know what? Let's do this, Pat. Let's take a break. It's the top of the hour. We'll take a break now. We'll come back. We'll talk a bit more about the Texans. We'll talk specifically about the Patriots. And the Titans will talk a little barbecue, some tailgating, and we will see you guys after the break.
These are the cold, hard football facts.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. This is Kerry Byrne, joined with Pat Immig. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Email us at webradio@patriots.com. We want to hear what you have to say. Going to talk a lot more Patriots in this hour. Kind of look ahead of the season, what they did poorly in recent years, what they've done well, what they've done great. And just attack football from every single angle. Let us know what you have to say. Throw some data, throw some stats at us, throw us your opinions, and we'll talk it all. Pat, how you doing there?
I'm doing good. I'm just eager for the kickoff to get here.
I know. It's like I tell my wife, and that's like it's like being a little boy waiting for Christmas, and I don't think she quite believes me, but at least for us grown up boys, that's kind of what it's like.
Yeah, we replaced the train around the tree with buffalo wings and beer.
Now you're talking. We'll have some of that tonight watching the game. So listen, we want to talk a little bit about the Patriots right now. Get kicking off Sunday in Nashville against the Tennessee Titans, and wanted to look a little bit specifically about kind of the things that the Patriots did well and things they did poorly, and kind of what's become the statistical defining marks, the statistical hallmarks of the Patriots since 2007. And the main thing, we all know that the offense has been incredible. It's not only been incredible, it's been historic. The Patriots have a chance this year to score. We may have mentioned this earlier. They have a chance this year to be the first team in NFL history to score 500 points in four different seasons. And for a little perspective, no team is, only 10 teams have done that even once. And so it's really been remarkable to kind of pack in all that scoring, over 500 points again last year. But you know what wins in the NFL, folks, is balance. You can look at any team in history. You are better off being pretty good in all phases of the game than being really good in one particular indicator, or even incredible in one part of the game, and to be bad in another area. What we found is that those statistical weak links always snap. They always break. And I think if you look, you know, specifically say the Patriots defense in recent years, they haven't made those big stops like they were known as. I mean, you could go back any game, you can go back to any of the Super Bowls, they made big stops in those Super Bowls, big interceptions in key moments, the famous goal line stand against the Colts in, 2004. And that team hasn't been making those stops. And what we do at Cold Hard Football Facts is we kind of break down each team through what we call our quality stats. And what a quality stat is an indicator that has a direct correlation to winning football games. And we explain them all at Cold Hard Football Facts. The Patriots last year ranked on average fourth in our offensive indicators and 20th in our defensive indicators. If you look at, you know, your Rams there in St. Louis, Pat, they were terrible in the offensive indicators and actually pretty decent in some of the defensive indicators. In some cases, the 2-14 Rams were better defensively than the Patriots, which I think is, if you watch them week in and week out, it's kind of hard to believe. But I don't know, you know, Pat, you watch the Rams week in and week out. I mean, did you see any sign of life from that defense?
Yeah, you know what? As much as it's been kind of gloom and doom for the last 5 years, the team's been 15-65 over that span.
Yep.
The defensive line has a lot of promise. Chris Long has become a serious all-pro type player. Robert Quinn's going to be in his second year. He's got some really dynamic speed off the ball, and they also brought in Kendall Langford, and then they drafted Michael Brockers. So I think that defensive line is going to be even better this year, and that's going to be the ultimate component, in my opinion, that's going to keep them in games and give them a chance to win.
Yeah.
Obviously, the offense is going to have to score more than one touchdown a game or two field goals, but they will have no shot if the defensive front doesn't do its part. And, you know, it's kind of funny. You keep throwing out all these numbers about the Patriots and how great their offense is. It's almost as if when they defeated the Rams in the Super Bowl, they kind of stole that Mike Martz firepower, and they've kind of become a shell of those Rams where they had, you know, historically and inept defenses.
Yeah, well, let's, you know, I want to look real quick at the Patriots from 2011 here, okay, just to see how glaring the disparity was between the offense and the defense, okay? Real passing yards per attempt. We look at how well you pass the ball downfield, how well you get the ball downfield every time you drop back to pass. So not just a pass attempt, every time you drop back to pass. This includes the impact of sacks. Count sacks as an attempt. We subtract the yardage. So it gives a truer indication of how well you're getting the ball downfield every time you pass. The Patriots were number two on offense behind only the Packers. They averaged almost 8 yards every time Tom Brady dropped back to pass. That's a great number. I mean, that's a killer number. The problem, they were 29th defensively in that same indicator. They were ripped for over 7 yards every time an opposing quarterback dropped back to pass. And so they kind of negated all that great offense, that the performance of that defense negated all that great production. Let's look, we got something we call at Cold Hard Football Facts, real quarterback rating. Okay? And what this does, it kind of takes a formula for passer rating and applies it to all aspects of quarterbacking play. Fumbles, rushing, sacks, it kind of spits it out in a similar number. And it's actually a killer indicator. If you were better in this number last year, you went 223-33. If you were better in real quarterbacking, yeah, 87.1%. If you are better in this number, and that's what we track at Cold Hard Football Facts and at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider, we'll track the correlation of victory, the predictive rate of victory, how often stats correlate to wins, and how often they predict wins. It's pretty remarkable stuff. And basically, real quarterback rating tells us if your quarterback plays more efficiently, there's a lot of factors that go into that now, okay? You're going to need good protection, you need good running back, you need a lot of things. It's not just the quarterback, but if your quarterback's playing more effectively, you win almost 90% of all NFL games based on this real quarterback rating. So it tells you how important that is. So the Patriots were third in that indicator last year on offense. Only the Packers and Saints, two very similar teams, by the way, to the Patriots last year. The Patriots were third in that indicator. And defensively, in defensive real quarterback rating, they were 24th. Again, the performance of the defense negating all that positive on the offense. And then the other thing we look at, offensive passer rating. I think everyone knows what passer rating is. We just apply it to the whole team. By the way, a killer indicator of team success. A lot of people don't understand passer rating, Pat. They think it's contrived. But if you have a better passer rating, it's not quite as good as real quarterback rating, but you win 80% of all NFL games if you have a higher passer rating. So anyone who dismisses it, you should not dismiss it. It tells you the winner in 8 out of 10 NFL games. Well, the Patriots were third in that indicator as well last year. And 21st defensively, their defensive passer rating, 86.11, was worse than any champion in NFL history. So quite frankly, their defense was statistically impossible for the Patriots to win a championship as that defense was constructed. And we talked about that, around Boston last year and kind of took a lot of heat. But you know, that's just what the numbers are telling us throughout history. And I think the exciting thing for Patriots fans, they went all defense in the draft. Their first 6 picks, I believe, were all defenders. Chandler Jones was the one player. Everyone, like you were talking about the young defensive players in St. Louis, Chandler Jones is the guy who, if he can live up to the hype, if he can be the pass rusher everyone expects, if he can, you know, we just talked earlier about the importance of that pass rush. If he can be that guy, he could be the difference between the Patriots winning the Super Bowl or, you know, losing the AFC title game. It's that important. And it doesn't just have to be him. It could be wherever they bring that pressure, but they need to bring that pressure. And those numbers, those defensive numbers will improve dramatically. And they'll become that, they're almost, if they could have the pass rush like the Giants last year, the Patriots would have been undefeated, I think. They would have been that good, Pat.
Hey, Kerry, I got an email from somebody listening here in St. Louis who wanted to know, basically in simple terms, how does the real quarterback rating differ in simple terms from the passer rating? You kind of just been talking about both of those things here.
Yeah, if I wasn't clear on it. Basically, real quarterback rating includes, passer rating just includes passing, okay? People mistakenly call it quarterback rating. It's not a quarterback rating. Passer rating measures only passing and nothing else, okay? So, even then, it's still a pretty good indicator, as we talked about. But real quarterback rating, we wanted to know, a guy like Michael Vick or Cam Newton, how does that rushing impact their rating compared to other quarterbacks? You know, all those, you know, Cam Newton ran for over 700 yards last year. How does that help his rating? And does that help you win football games? So we basically took the rating, the passer rating formula. With real quarterback rating, we include rushing yards, we include sacks, we include fumbles. So instead of just measuring interceptions, we also measure interceptions plus lost fumble. So that's really the gist of it. It just measures all aspects of quarterback play. And what it proves at the end of the day is that the NFL is all about the quarterback. So when people fret about the third string left tackle on a team, we don't worry about that at the Cold Hard Football Facts. We just look at, you know, those stats, those numbers that win and lose games. And real quarterback rating is really one of the most critical.
The Titans will be hosting the Patriots this weekend, and the last time I remember seeing the Titans and Patriots, it was a blizzard, and Tom Brady and the Pats won 59-0. I don't think we're going to see a similar score in this contest.
Well, you know what? We may not, but by the way, the greatest blowout, tied for the greatest blowout since the 1941 NFL title game that the Bears beat the Redskins 73-0. The Patriots, that was the biggest blowout since then, tied for it. And, you know, I obviously we're not gonna, you know, I doubt we'll see a game like that again this week, but the Patriots have put up some incredible numbers. 154-67, they've outscored the Titans since 2003. They're 4-0 over that time. Outscored them better than 2-1. Put up 154 points in those games against the Titans. So, you know, past performance is no guarantee of future results. But the Patriots have owned this team. That's just the reality. They've owned this team.
And of course, the man behind center, Tom Brady, he's posted a passer rating. We've been talking about that. A passer rating of better than 100 in 24 of his last 32 regular season games. That means 3 out of every 4 starts, he's going to have at least a 100 passer rating, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, it's only recently that we've seen those numbers come in the NFL. And a couple factors for it. One, the NFL has basically neutered defense, has made it hard for them to play pass defense. But you know what? You know, the NFL offense is so high tech now. It's all rhythm. You know, 1-2-3 pass, 1-2-3 pass. And the great guys, like the great quarterbacks like Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, there's no wasted motion. They know what they're doing when they drop back. And, by the way, a little bit of, I'm just looking here, just handed the Patriots practice participation in an injury report. Sebastian Vollmer, Patriots fans are worried about the offensive line. Limited participation, with his back injury today. So if you are going to fret about the Patriots and about their ability to protect Tom Brady, that's a little bit of a concern, but I think he will be playing on Sunday. By the way, to talk about the Titans, I think one reason we don't have to worry, if you're a Patriots fan, don't have to worry too much about the Titans. They were dead last year rushing the passer. We talked earlier, Pat, about the importance of pressuring the quarterback. And, you know, all those teams, you know, all the Ravens, the San Francisco 49ers, all those teams that were in the Giants, all those teams that were great at it last year. The Titans were dead last pressuring the passer last year. They forced a sack or interception on 6.3% of opponent dropbacks. And, it's almost a miracle they had the record they did, 9-7, with such an inability to pressure the passer. So, barring a complete dramatic turnaround, this is probably not the game, if you're a Patriots fan, that you have to worry about someone getting after, in Tom Brady's face, all day long.
Yeah, and for the Patriots fans listening, the team acquired Greg Salas, who, that's kind of an under the radar move, probably in most circles, but he was a draft pick of the Rams when Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator, and I think he's going to be. I think that's a solid move that might prove very fruitful for the Patriots in the long term. He showed a lot of promise last year before he broke his leg in Arizona. So that could be a big pickup for the Patriots passing game going forward.
Yeah, well, they're just loaded with so many weapons. I mean, if you look at that recent history, their ability to put up, hang so many points on the Titans, just a ridiculous number of points. I think this could be a game that the Patriots do win big. And, they're facing a second-year quarterback in Jake Locker. I don't think this is a team that can run with the Patriots, at least if it's the Patriots that we saw last year. And I think you got to feel pretty good about New England's ability to move the ball. I mean, they can move the ball on almost anybody except the Giants, apparently.
Right.
They can move the ball on almost anybody. So, I think this is a game where the Patriots could feel real good about themselves coming out of the gate, hanging a lot of points on a team that, had a bad, not a terrible defense, but was pretty bad on the defensive front last year. And by the way, offensively, they couldn't rush the ball really well. They averaged 3.8 yards per attempt, one of the worst in football last year. It's a team that I think the Patriots just match up well against. And, I think you could be looking at a big win. And, by the way, later in the show, we're going to be talking after the next break. We're going to turn our attention to a little bit of Tennessee barbecue with world barbecue champion Chris Hodge. This is going to be interesting. But later in the show, we're going to run through one killer cold hard football fact on every single NFL game here in week one. Of course, starting with the Giants and Cowboys tonight. But when we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little barbecue, a little tailgating, world championship barbecue expert Chris Hart, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Find out what's cooking in Carrie's pickup and parking lots around the country when we return.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available, and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Find out what's cooking in Gary's pickup and parking lots around the country.
Hey, folks, this is Kerry Byrne back with the Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. You know, we do a lot more than just break down the stats at Cold Hard Football Facts. We also love to tailgate. We have a lot of great recipes. Even have our own tailgate special coming out on New England Cable News around Thanksgiving, how to do a complete Thanksgiving dinner in the parking lot before the big game. That's a lot of fun. But so we like to talk food. We like to all part of the football experience. And we have a really cool guest on right now, world champion barbecue chef Chris Hart. Chris, you with us?
Kerry, what's up?
How you doing, brother?
I'm great.
Beautiful.
I'm about to start. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're excited to have you on. Chris is interesting. Like I said, world champion barbecue chef. He won the Jack Daniels. Him and his team won the Jack Daniels Barbecue World Championship in 2009, which was kind of a culinary shockwave. A bunch of Yankees from Boston going down to Tennessee and walking out with, the title of World Champion Barbecue Chef. He's also the author of the cleverly named book based on the local vernacular, Wicked Good Barbecue. It's a great book, Chris. I really love it. Got a lot of great recipes. Just tell us a little bit about how you get into barbecue, your background, and how you become a world champion.
Yeah, so where I got into it was hanging out at the old East Coast Grill in Inman Square. Chris Schlesinger.
Yep, in Cambridge, Mass. Yeah.
Yep, author of Thrill of the Grill and many other books. Got me and my partner, Andy Husbands, just hooked on it. You know, we'd go to his house in Westport, Rhode Island,
yep.
and cook whole pigs and whole striped bass, and he showed us how to do it right, and we just got kind of hooked, and then we got into competition. We went to a local competition, the old Pig and Pepper in Westford, Mass, one time, and you know, just saw all these dedicated diehards spending the weekend in a field cooking pig parts in their smokers, and you know, it just naturally what we felt right doing, you know, hanging out in a field cooking food, drinking out of a red cup. It just seemed kind of our kind of thing, and it became an addiction that kind of blew up with ultimately winning the world championship a couple years ago.
Yeah, and Chris Schlesinger, by the way, has been a great friend of the Cold Hard Football Facts over the years, a great chef, and always been good to us, and we actually have a lot of his recipes at Cold Hard Football Facts. Just great stuff. You know, he just really knows how to do it right. And plus, I always turn to him when I need, some tips for cooking, Baltimore style, you know, something with crabs or something, because he grew up down there and he used to be a big Colts fan back in the Johnny Unitas days, apparently.
Yeah, Eastern Shore kind of a guy. He definitely brings a lot of that. You know, he has a nice barbecue seafood mix in his recipes.
Now, you know, in your book, you say that you guys are diehard tailgaters, and I that struck me as, I think the kind of the dichotomy here is that barbecue is slow and low cooking. It takes a long time. Can you do barbecue at a tailgate, how do you pull off a barbecue at a tailgate when say you only have 4 or 5 hours?
Before the
game.
A big part of what we always do with our tailgate is kind of two steps. So we want to do, I'm not interested in cutting stuff up on a cutting board or putting something in a marinade in a parking lot. I try to do a ton of the work at home, so I'm just kind of finishing in the parking lot. And, you know, that might mean I, you know, smoke pork butts overnight at my house and throw them in the cooler still.
I think you just got Pat real excited there, Chris.
I love pork butts.
Whoops. I'll cook some pork overnight and throw it into a cooler, and it'll stay hot. So, I'll be at the tailgate and pull a cooler of hot pork butts out and put it on a counter and start chopping them up, and you get a lot of friends fast.
Hey,
So that two-step process, I think, is, you know, cooking and preparing a bunch of stuff at home and then just doing the finishing preparations in the parking lot is a key part of good tailgating for sure.
Hey, I have to ask you because Pat Imig, my co-host, is from St. Louis. What exactly is a St. Louis rib? I mean, I know you can get them at a barbecue joint, but what is a St. Louis rib?
It's basically like taking a whole spare rib and kind of cutting it in half. So taking the kind of the breastbone portion off of the rib. So it's kind of, it almost looks like a baby back rib size.
Okay.
So kind of trimming a lot of the excess rib tip portion off, and you have a nice straight square rack of ribs that are roughly the size of baby back ribs.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, the only way that your description could have been better is if you were Giada De Laurentiis on the Food Network. That's about the only way. Other than that, that was a home run.
I'm not going to be able to beat that.
Hey, real quick, and I know you're a football fan. We'll talk a little bit of football too, but you got a great recipe for basically potato chips made out of turkey skin, if I understand them correctly.
Yeah, right.
Explain that to me.
Yeah, well, we'd love to take New England ingredients and apply kind of some of the southern methods that we've learned on the competition barbecue trail.
Yep.
So that's basically just turning turkey skin into, like, cracklins.
Me a cracklins.
So it's like, you know, just like pork rinds almost, right? You get out of a bag, except they're so much better than that. Basically, it's just taking the turkey skin and dehydrating it and getting a lot of the moisture out of it and then deep frying it. And you put some barbecue spice on it, a little bit of sauce, and you have this nice crunchy, addictive little snack.
Kevin, our producer in the booth over there, is like jumping up and down, smiling, rubbing his belly. I think you're winning a lot of fans here, Chris.
Right on,
so.
Right on.
Hey, real quick, are you a football fan, right? I know you like to tailgate.
My first tailgate ever was 1985 at the old Sullivan Stadium.
Yeah.
Last game of the season when the Patriots beat the Cincinnati Bengals to go to the playoffs. And it was, I don't know if you guys know this, but the fans ran out in the field that day and ripped the goalpost down and brought it out into Route 1.
Yeah, I think somebody got electrocuted, didn't they?
That was my first football game ever.
That was a crazy time, Ed, when it was a little more wilder, you know, back then.
It was indeed. But we had ground venison, and we spent the day making venison burgers in the lot, and that was my first experience, and I just ever since have been going to games and trying to cook great food in the parking lot.
Hey, well, speaking of venison, I have a recipe I'll have to share with you sometime. It's one of the Cold Hard Football Facts classics. It's smoky venison chili. It's made with smoked beer, you know, extra smoked hams, smoked paprika, everything in it smoked. And it's and what I do is it's great and nice spicy chili. I on winter chill gates, I put some biscuits in a bowl, put the chili on top of it, a couple fried eggs on top.
Oh yeah,
and it's like it might be as good as you can do, Chris. I don't
yeah,
know.
Sounds,
I don't want
to. That sounds pretty good. I'm coming to your tailgate when you're making that.
All right, I don't want to go. I would never want to go toe to toe with you.
Yeah.
Cooking, but I think that one I would hold up proudly. Hey, by the way, how does a barbecue competition work? I mean, what do you do? Truck down to Lynchburg to compete against all these other chefs? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, the way the world championship works is you got to win a state barbecue championship. So we win the Mass state barbecue
okay.
championship. Go down to Lynchburg, and it's four categories: chicken, pork ribs, pork shoulder, and beef brisket. And you know, you win ribbons in the various categories. But the name of the game is to do well in all four categories. Whoever's the highest score across all four categories is the grand champion. And that's what we did a few years ago in Lynchburg. Is we had the highest overall score and became the first Northerners to win the whole thing.
Now, if I understand correctly, the defending champs are also from Boston.
Yeah, Bill Gillespie and the Smokin' Hawks, Patriot season ticket holders, hang out with them from time to time in the parking lot. Two out of the last 3 years, Bostonians went down there and won. So.
See, Pat, this is going to be depressing for people from other parts of the country. Not only has Boston won seven sports championships in the last decade, they've won two World Barbecue Championships.
We have. We have indeed. Although the last 2 years we've been towing the boat in the Boston championship community. Barbecue's been doing a little bit better than the sports teams lately, but we're going to change that this season.
Yeah, and the Cardinals, the baseball Cardinals, they've won two World Series out over the last, five and a half years now. So,
yeah.
And, you know, St. Louis actually won a Kingsford Award for America's Top Grilling City a couple years back, if I'm not mistaken.
They did, in fact. I remember seeing that. Yeah,
there's a lot of great teams that come out of there. You know, when we go down south and compete, everyone's very polite. I don't know what they say after we drive out of town with the trophy. But.
I've hung out with Pat in St. Louis before. And are you a native Bostonian, Chris?
I am indeed, yeah.
To me, St. Louis is the South.
And to Pat, it's the Midwest, but whatever.
See, I always thought of it, Pat's, yeah, it is the Midwest, but
yeah.
I always think of it as, I don't know, maybe it's because of the old Mark Twain books, and I think of, you know, Missouri, and I just think of it as the South, but, you know, Pat set me straight that it is, in fact, the Midwest, and that's why they're so nice.
Yes, and we do take our barbecue serious, whether it's with bratwurst or with full-fledged pork products.
Absolutely.
Hey.
I mean, the Midwest has some of the best barbecue in the country. St. Louis, and even more so, Kansas City.
Oh, you had to throw that one in there, didn't you?
Pat's getting beat up today, man. And you know what the bad thing is, and I'm sure this will come up over the course of the season, but you know, the you might remember when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup in 1970, they beat St. Louis. When the Red Sox finally won a World Series in 2004, they beat St. Louis. When the Patriots finally won a Super Bowl, they beat St. Louis. And I'm sure Bill Russell and the Celtics won somewhere along the way, beat some NBA team from St. Louis. I don't know if there was one, but
the St. Louis Hawks. So yeah.
Did the Celtics beat them?
I'm going to have to double check on that. Thank you for that hawk roar.
Now, talking football here, Chris, you going to watch a game tonight? Who do you like tonight?
You know, it's hard to root for the Giants. I do, as a Patriots fan, I do respect them quite a bit. I think the Giants' front line there is going to be just too much for Romo.
Okay, that's a good theory. They did. We were talking about pressure in the passer earlier and how great the Giants were in that last year. And how about the Patriots? Are you doing anything special because they're playing Tennessee? Are you doing a kind of a Tennessee-themed barbecue at all this weekend?
I should pull. There'll definitely be some Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey involved for sure.
Now you're talking. That's a good tailgate.
But we'll be outdoors cooking for sure, watching the game. I think this weekend for the Patriots, my call is it's going to be the start of the game is going to be the Patriots defense. I think it's going to be something like 24-9 Pats.
Yeah, well, you know what? We were talking that they get a lot of young defensive talent, and we were talking Chandler Jones earlier, of course, Dante Hightower. A lot of these young guys that if they come through, Chris, I think this is a lock stock Super Bowl champion. But you know, those young defenders gotta come through. I have no worries about the offense there. You know, I think the offense is gonna be perfectly Super Bowl caliber. I think it's gonna be exciting to follow those guys and see how they improve. And by the way, the Patriots starting an all SEC linebacking core this season, if I'm correct. It should be interesting. I love the SEC. I love Southern football like I like Southern barbecue. So I think if those guys all come along, it'll be a pretty exciting season.
Yeah, we're finally going to see what the real deal is on Sunday. You know, the preseason is what it is, but it'll be interesting to see how that defense gels come Sunday.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, by the way, just before we let you go, what's your number one recipe, either from your book, Wicked Good Barbecue, or just your own personal favorite?
My favorite thing from the book is buffalo wing explosion.
So oh my God, I love it already.
With the wings is that we smoke them. It's a two-step process again, right? Is that we smoke them at home, and then when we get to the parking lot, we inject them with hot sauce and then drop them into a fryolator and then serve them. And so when you bite into that, it just blows up with hot sauce in your mouth.
That sounds pretty good, Chris.
Is it possible to have a food coma without actually eating?
I think Pat's in one, and Kevin in the booth over there was excited. I think he can't wait to get out of here. And if there's someone knocking on your window tonight, Chris, it may be Kevin.
It's all on Wicked Good Barbecue. Check it out.
All right. Well, it is a great book, and I love the title. Just point off the local vernacular of Wicked Good, and are you going to be out there again? I think the next tournament is the next Barbecue World Championship is October 27th, if I remember correct. Are you guys going to be down there this year?
We are indeed. I was invited back, and we'll be going down to try to win World Championship number 2.
Beautiful. All right. Well, good luck, and I appreciate your time. And I'm sure we'll check in with you, if not here on the Cold Hard Football Facts and Patriots.com. We'll look for you out in the parking lot, Chris.
Thanks, man. Go Pats.
All right. Have a good one.
See ya.
So, all right, well, we still got a lot more football to cover. Pat is going to try to stump the troll, we call it, after the break. We're also going to try to break down in rapid-fire fashion all 16 Week 1 games, and we'll get into that when we come back from the break.
The Cold Hard Football Facts, crushing wayward opinions since 1869.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call ** NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Right now, we're having a grand opening sale to celebrate our new Kenmore Square location. You can get Red Sox tickets starting at just $19. With tickets to all the games, home and away, for all your favorite Boston teams, Ace Ticket has the best seats at the lowest prices, always. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com from any device. I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Can you stump the troll? Call in on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398.
Well, folks, this is Kerry Byrne, and I am the troll. We'll explain what it means in a moment. Kerry here from ColdHardFootballFacts.com, joined by my co-host Pat Imig in St. Louis. Pat, do you think you can stump the troll here?
I think that if you give me a couple different shots, I might be able to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the story is, and people always ask, our mascot is a troll. Okay. And it's kind of, it has multiple meaning. It's actually a cool little mascot. It's just, it's a little troll and kind of this short, stubby little guy with a Cold Hard Football Facts t-shirt on. And I always thought it was a cool mascot. And it was only years later that I found out that the guy who designed it modeled it after me, apparently, Pat.
Well, he is a very lovable character.
He's also kind of short and round as well, but he is lovable. That is true. So that's the story behind it. But also in the early days of the Cold Hard Football Facts, you know, troll has kind of a connotation in the online world, right? And it's not necessarily a positive one, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think that's starting to kind of go away.
Yeah. So we're clinging to the past here, apparently, Pat, with the troll thing. You know, that's why we prefer a potentate of pigskin now. It sounds a little more regal. So maybe we'll have to come up with a new title. But in the meantime, if you got something good, if you can think you can stump us about football or about any of our other specialties, mine a beer in 1980s music trivia. Pat's is apparently wrestling, so his non-football expertise. Call us at on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Email us at webradio at patriots.com. See if you can stump the trolls, stump the Cold Hard Football Facts crew. And so, Pat, what do you got? I want to see if you can put me in my place here.
All right, well, I'll start out. I'm guessing that you know this answer, but I'll give you a kind of a baby step question here. So your first question, name the NFL player who is the grandson of the first prime minister of Uganda.
Uganda, was that the country in the Eddie Murphy movie?
Yeah.
Even I know that.
Even Kevin knows it. How tough can that be? That would be Matias Kiwanuka.
That's right. That's correct. Your second question.
And by the way, I have to admit, the reason I know that is because he's a Boston College guy, and myself being a, there we go, we're getting the fist pump from the crowd here. I'm a Boston College guy, he went to BC, so that was kind of his whole family history was a great story, and it's been great to see him do so well in the NFL.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about the Boston College. They stole that national championship from Notre Dame in 1993 when they decided to defeat Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, we did. We talked about that. Coach Tom Coughlin and we talked about that earlier. That's why
Was that the curse of David Gordon? The kick? Is that the kick game?
That's the kick game. Yeah. That's that was a big game. I remember going to the Boston College campus after that game. They played in Notre Dame, and that place was rocking. That was a pretty cool scene. And probably the last time Boston's been excited about college football, and of course with what the Patriots have done since then. College football, when it was a forethought, which was really, is totally become an afterthought. It's all Patriots all the time here, but what else do we got,
yeah,
Pat?
That was Glenn Foley's big moment.
If you watch that game, a lot of the guys on that field for both teams went to the NFL. I mean, Pete Mitchell was the tight end for the Patriots, had a great career. I think Darnell Campbell was the running back for BC, went on to had a cup of coffee in the NFL, but he was the leading scorer in America that year in the NCAA.
Yeah, and then Jerome Bettis and Reggie Brooks, I believe, were still with Notre Dame, weren't they?
I think Bettis might have graduated the year before. I'm not sure he was quite on that team, but there was a lot of guys, and I can't remember all the Notre Dame guys off the top of my head. So you're stumping me right now in that respect.
So yeah, but I think I just won. No, you're...
hey, but that wasn't fair. I went off on my own tangent, but I think I counted one time like 16 guys on the field that day went to the NFL. So it was really an epic game. It was really cool. So anyway, what do we got next? Give me your second effort to stump the potentate.
Okay. Name the quarterback and wide receiver duo, a Pro Bowl duo, that owns the distinction of being undrafted. Both players undrafted, both players teammates, both players Pro Bowlers.
Well, Tony Romo's the quarterback.
Okay.
So it has to be a Cowboy, and I can picture him, and you know what? I can't remember his name. I can picture him. He looks like Alex Rodriguez. Jinx. Miles Austin.
That's right. Miles Austin. Okay. And then we're going to stick with the Cowboys here for this, for another question since they're playing tonight. Going back to the year of 1989 with the, world famous Herschel Walker trade.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the Cowboys would eventually draft five players between 1990 and 1992. That were a result of that trade. They acquired other picks, but eventually traded those off. So my question for you is, name four of those five draft picks who became, all four of the picks became starters. Name four starters the Cowboys drafted out of picks they got from Minnesota.
In the Herschel Walker trade. Well, Emmitt Smith is obviously the big one.
Right.
Darren Woodson.
That's right.
Alexander Wright.
That is absolutely right. I don't know how you got that one.
And it's just mojo. It's in my head, and I can't get the fourth or fifth.
Well, I would have guessed that you got Alvin Harper over Alexander.
I can't believe I didn't get that one. That's right.
Alvin Harper, yep. Of course, was also the, to me anyway, was the one that brought the slam dunk on the goalpost to the mainstream TV. Well, and then the other starter, a little bit less heralded on defense, Dixon Edwards, was the fifth.
You know, I don't think I would have got that one, but Alvin Harper I definitely should have had. Remember, him and Michael Irvin made a pretty deadly combo there for a while, and I think, I don't know if Harper was there for all three Super Bowl teams, but I'm pretty sure he was there for two of them.
That's right, yeah. So we had Emmitt Smith, Alvin Harper, Dixon Edwards, Darren Woodson, and then the fifth, Alexander Wright, who became a journeyman receiver for the, later played for the Raiders and Rams.
So, all right. Well, I think you have stumped me. So I owe you half a prize, apparently.
I appreciate that.
All right, you'll get it before the next show. So
just send it to me at the in the mail for the holiday party.
I'll send it with your Chris Hart's deep fried turkey skin potato chips.
And any Buffalo explosion that you concoct, that works for me.
That, yeah. Sounds like you'll eat well. You'll eat well. So all right. Well, we got just enough time here. We got about 10 minutes here, and we want to blow through. We're calling this our stat attack, okay? And what we want to do is blow through every single game this week and see if I can blow out one great cold hard football fact that will prove the difference between victory and defeat this week. And by the way, if you want to see all our picks, you can get them at Cold Hard Football Facts at CHFF Insider, at Cold Hard Football Facts Insider. We publish all our picks every week. But right now, I think Pat's going to tee me up, and I'm going to try to rattle off one key cold hard football fact on every single game this season.
Do you need to stretch
this
or
week.
Do jumping jacks or anything?
I did a jumping jack 2 weeks ago, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and start with tonight. Dallas and New York, what's your cold hard football fact?
Well, you know what? Defending NFL champs have not lost since the NFL went to that premier showcase game featuring the defending champs at home in prime time. So if you're looking at the Giants, you know, the fact that these champs have won every single game since then, I think is a pretty good trend.
All right, Indianapolis and Chicago, the Colts and the Bears.
Indianapolis, you know, everyone talked about Peyton Manning not playing last year, obviously a huge loss. The Colts were actually worse defensively last year than they were on offense. I mean, they were dreadful in all our defensive indicators. Dead last in defensive quarterback rating. 31st in the defensive hog index, the worst defensive front in football. And dead last across the board, I believe, in our quality stats power rankings, the worst team in football. So Andrew Luck is the quarterback, and that's great. He could become the next Hall of Famer. But that defense has a long way to go, and it could be a great way for the Bears and Jay Cutler to kind of get their offensive mojo together.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of intrigued by the Bears this season. I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and I wouldn't be shocked if they
a fried turkey potato chip or just an ordinary chip.
Either or. wouldn't be surprised though if we saw three NFC North teams go to the playoffs.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. What do we get next? What game?
Philadelphia at Cleveland.
Philadelphia, you know, Philadelphia last year, number one at forcing negative pass plays, best pass rush in football, a tough way for Whedon to enter the NFL, for a rookie quarterback to enter the NFL facing that kind of pass rush, and for an offense that has struggled for many years to move the ball. So I think if I'm a Browns fan, I'm a little worried. If I'm an Eagles fan, I think they're gonna chew up the Cleveland offense like some of Chris Hart's barbecue.
Sounds delicious. The Rams at the Lions.
The Rams at the Lions. Sam Bradford, I am not sold on him. He is a borderline bust right now. I'm not trying to bust you as a St. Louis guy, but he has not got the ball downfield. He's averaged just barely over 6 yards per attempt in his career. That's not a winning number. That's a bad number. That's not a franchise quarterback number. And I just worried about him. I that he can play at an elite NFL level. And you look at the points the Rams have scored, it's not been good. Detroit last year, by the way, this is interesting, all those big names on the defensive front, right? One of 22 teams in history last year to surrender more than 5 yards per attempt on the ground. They do not stop the run well, but they do get after the quarterback. So that's just, we'll see if they can stop the run this year, if maybe St. Louis can exploit that on Sunday.
Yeah, and it's also kind of a matchup between two former coaching colleagues with Jeff Fisher and Jim Schwartz. So that should be kind of an interesting little chess match, too.
It should. I just know, you know, Fisher, I think, has got a big road, you know, long road ahead of him if he doesn't have a legit quarterback.
Next up, the Dolphins at the Super Bowl favorite Texans.
Another rookie quarterback going against a devastating pass rush. I think we talked about this off the air. Didn't Wade Phillips, the Texans defensive coordinator, say that he sees J.J. Watt as a Hall of Famer?
Yes, the second-year guy out of Wisconsin.
The Texans are stacked defensively. They were number one or two last year across the board in all our defensive quality stats. Ryan Tannehill, he's going to have to, his wife's going to have to take care of him after the game, I think, because the Texans are going to rough him up pretty bad.
How about the Falcons and the Chiefs?
The Chiefs last year were kind of an amazing team. They scored only 212 points, if I remember correctly, and won 7 games. I think they're a real interesting team. Their defense came along well. Romeo Crennel went 2-1 at the end of the year when he took over as coach, including knocking off the Packers. They have Jamal Charles back. They have, you know, Matt Castle back. Jamal Charles, by the way, with 251 attempts, can surpass Jim Brown. He needs 750 minimum attempts. Can surpass Jim Brown for the greatest greatest career rushing average of any running back in history. He's been totally explosive. That could be the difference, you know, with him back from injury. Not sold on Atlanta, and I think this is a game the Chiefs could steal.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs could surprise some people and win that division outright.
Yeah, it's just amazing that they won 7 games with the 31st ranked scoring offense in football last year.
Up next, we've got the probably the least exciting game on paper. That would be the Jaguars at the Vikings.
The Vikings last year, 107.8, I believe, defensive passer rating. The second worst in NFL history, the second worst pass defense in NFL history. That's why they went 3-13. The only team who had a pass defense worse than the 2011 Vikings, the 0-16 Lions of 2008. No coincidence. Worst pass defense in history. Worst record in history.
Redskins and Saints.
You know, I'm looking forward to seeing RG3, but I think that's a that's a tough road when you're playing Drew Brees and the incredible numbers he put up. He always puts up. He not only passed for the most yards in history last year, the most accurate season in NFL history last year. Maybe a tough way for RG3 to get his feet wet. I don't see him being able to go toe-to-toe with one of the best quarterbacks in the game today, if not the best.
Buffalo Bills at the New York Jets.
Do people care? These are, and they also ran AFC East behind the Patriots. If the Jets are going to score, okay, Buffalo last year was 26th or worse, number 26 or worse in all of our defensive indicators. If they don't show any improvement, this could be the game that either Mark Sanchez or Tim Tebow finally puts the ball in the end zone.
Talked about it at length, but real quick, let's revisit it. The Patriots and Titans.
The Patriots seem to own the Titans. Like we said, better than 2-1 scoring margin in recent years, and I think it could a good way for the Patriots to tune up for the rest of the season. Seahawks at Cardinals. We've reported a lot on John Skelton. Really interesting. 11 career starts. 5 fourth quarter comebacks, 6 game winning drives. Those are better numbers than Aaron Rodgers, who has started 62 NFL games. He's not a great quarterback, but the Cardinals have stunk in recent years, but they're 7-4 when John Skelton plays quarterback. But Seattle, a great underrated defensive front, and they could make life tough on John Skelton on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a game that doesn't look that attractive at first glance, but there's a lot of intrigue with the both quarterback situations. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, no, hey, it's an NFL game, and we'll be watching. So,
the 49ers at Packers, probably the main event of the afternoon.
I have to say that's a game I'm excited about. I just put it like this, a clash of great defense versus great offense. I like the weapons that the 49ers have put around Alex Smith. And by the way, the 49ers last year, the best coached team in football. And we'll explain more about that in the next episode in the Cold Hard Football Facts and through the rest of the season.
Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Buccaneers, worst defense in franchise history last year. Carolina, we all know Cam Newton had a great season passing the football, but the number 7 rushing offense in NFL history last year, based on average per attempt, they have a great, great stable of ball carriers, and that could be interesting.
Pittsburgh at Denver, Sunday night.
Tim Tebow no longer with the Broncos, but when the Broncos beat the Steelers last year in the playoffs, Tim Tebow averaged over 15 yards per attempt in that playoff game. The greatest average in postseason history by a quarterback with 20 or more attempts in a postseason game. And he did it against the defense that was number 1 in football last year to limiting opposing passes effectiveness. So, we'll see if Peyton Manning can try to match that feat.
And Tebow did, of course, end up with 316 yards passing in that game, which is
on 21 attempts. It was great. So let's one more, and then we got to wrap up.
Cincinnati at Baltimore.
You know, Cincinnati's played really well against Baltimore in recent years. This is not a cakewalk, and Cincinnati did not beat a single playoff team last year. But I think they'll keep this one close.
Do we have time for Chargers?
I think we got to. All right, one more. I'm getting the cue for one more.
Chargers and Raiders.
Chargers and Raiders, I think this actually matches up well for the Raiders. They actually were number 6 in passing yards per attempt last year. Nobody realized that the passing attack was pretty good, and the San Diego pass defense was terrible. If those numbers hold true, I think the Raiders can start out 1-0 in the division that nobody wants to win, apparently.
This is true. It's up for grabs.
All right, folks. Well, that was the Cold Hard Football Facts. Hope you like what you listened to. You can tune in tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for Football Nation with Todd DeVries and Bill Enright. We'll be back next week with Fantasy Football Champs on Tuesday, Cold Hard Football Facts Wednesday, Football Nation Thursday, all from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Look forward to talking to you guys next week.
I think I lost my way. Getting good at starting over. Every time that I return, learning to walk again. I believe I'm sleeping.
Cold Hard Football Facts on Patriots.com. A member of the FootballNation.com family.